Madison police say violent crime went up by more than 16% last year, and the number of robberies jumped from 330 in 2005 to 435 in 2006. Incumbent Mayor Dave Cheslevich has added 10 cops to the force in his 2007 budget and also put $100,000 into a downtown safety initiative. His opponent, Ray Allen, says he'll add 10 officers to the force every year, not just an election year. UW-Milwaukee's Mordecai Lee, a political science professor, says people's perception of crime in their city can play a strong role in elections.
Crime is such a sensitive subject to politicians because voters react to it so powerfully.
And John Coleman of the UW-Madison's Political Science Department says there are several variables that could determine the significance of crime in an election. One is the timing of the incumbent's response. Another is the opposition's critique and own approach to curbing crime. And finally, Coleman says, it's the perception of who the victims are and how widespread the problem is.
The more widespread, the more unpredictable, in a way, the crime appears, then the more likely it is to be a pretty lively political issue.
Meanwhile, Madison police spokesman Mike Hansen says crime spikes are happening nationwide. Police Chief Noble Ray maintains that Madison is still one of the safest cities of its size. Katie Fisher, Wisconsin Public Radio.